Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Abby Bryant and Xander Carrillo from Carbon High's FCCLA. We're going to be talking about Postability. Second time we've been able to have you guys in the studio. Thanks as always for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us, Aiden.
And, you know, it's always fun seeing the student projects that are happening here in the Castle Country, especially when it comes to the FCCLA, because they're so community-oriented, and I think that's something that our area really loves to see. So last time we had you in, we were talking about your donation drive for your Postabilities event. I think a good place to start was, how were the results of that drive?
The results were very good. We got tons of support from the community, and we ended up with over 1,200 donations of clothing, 400 hygiene products, and about 200 food products.
You talk about mobilizing the power of community. That's a perfect example. Those are incredible numbers for this event. So let's jump in now to the purpose behind it. Of course, that is going to be your Postabilities event taking place today. So an exciting, exciting time. For people who may have not heard us last time, what is Postabilities?
So Postabilities is just like a community health night / get together. It's for everybody in the community. Like, if you need any resources of any kind, we have clothing, non-perishable food items, hygiene products of all kinds. Plus Farlano's is just providing dinner from 5 to 7. So if you just want some free spaghetti, as well as we have some access to substance abuse resources if those are applicable to you. We have everything just trying to put in one place to not only help some people in the community that might need it, but to just get everybody together in the community.
You know, and that's ultimately what it is. It's a great way to unite the community. So let's talk behind the scenes for a second. You know, you had the donation drive. We talked about a little bit about the planning process behind that. As we've gotten down to the wire, as Postabilities approaches, what does the preparation look like on your end?
So for the preparation, we've been setting up our shop, like we would like to say, but we've been setting it up by the building next to Farlano's, and we've been cleaning it and just decorating it, making it as comfortable as we can make it for today, so everything runs smoothly.
You know, and that's the thing, is it takes a lot more preparation than one might think to get an event like this to run smoothly. It's not something you can just wake up and throw together. I'm sure this has been in the works for months and weeks for you guys.
For sure.
Now, as you kind of look at the public reception to it, we talked about it a little bit last time. You've had businesses, you've had individuals coming out, and they've given in spades. Has that kind of continued as you've gone throughout this project and as you're approaching the actual Postabilities event?
It's been incredible support from you and Farlano's especially. I mean, no matter how many people are there, Farlano's is ready to accommodate. And just all the donations from the community have been amazing to see, that we're all just getting together to try and help everyone out.
You know, and it's something that, you know, you don't really notice at first, but as you get older and older here in Carbon County and the Castle Country as a whole, you really start seeing how much people are so willing to help out here. It truly is one of the most incredible things. So from your perspective as students, were you expecting the amount of great reception that you got to this event, or were you expecting a little more challenges as you went along trying to gather donations and help for this?
So personally, I have done this 3 other times, and so I was expecting the amount of donations because we always get that, but I was very surprised to see how smoothly this was running, because we are hitting all 5 points instead of just clothing. We were doing it all, but in the end, it ran so smooth, and we got so much help and support, and it was just amazing.
You know, and I think that's what impresses me the most, is how multifaceted this event is. I mean, it's not just a food event. You've got clothing, you've got hygiene project, substance abuse awareness. So many things are all coming to coalesce into this great event. So let's run through the nitty-gritty one more time. When is Postabilities taking place, and where can people expect to go?
So our studio-style shop with our hygiene products, non-perishable food items, substance abuse resources, all of that in the shop part before dinner is from 3 to 7. The building's the Old Savvy Club, which is right next door to Farlano, so parking would be on Main Street or in the back area for that. And then the dinner will also be held in that, as well as in Farlano's when people start coming in. We're going to start a little, like, going over to Farlano's for a few people over there, as well as we have sitting there. We have standing, seating, and tables as well for the food from 5 to 7.
Now, let's break this down to a personal level for a second. As you've gone through the process of this from inception to now, what do you think is the biggest lesson that you've learned throughout this process? I'll open this out to both of you.
I feel like the biggest lesson is that you should always try to give back as much as you can, because this has been fairly simple. Like, obviously, there's been tons of work, but we can just start somewhere, and I feel like it's very necessary to give back if you can, because it's really important and it really does help people.
I think to be grateful for what you have, especially if you don't realize it, whether it's just the clothes on your back, just to really be grateful for what you have.
And I think that's a great lesson to take from it. Now, Abby Zander, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
Come to Pastabilities, 3 to 7 for the studio-style shop, and come get some free Farlano spaghetti from 5 to 7.
Well, Abby Zander, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks, as always, for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us, Aiden.
Again, our guests, Abby Bryant and Xander Carrillo from Carbon High's FCCLA. We're talking about their Pastabilities event that is coming up today, with a shops opening at 3 p.m., dinner beginning at 5 p.m., all centered around Farlano's and the shop right next to it. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.